tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Jim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to a brand new edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. And of course, we're still on that Mixler app. So if you haven't gotten it yet, we gave you enough time. We gave you like a week and a half. So there's no reason why you don't have it. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. And I guess is that what it's called, Rudy? The app? What is it on iPhones? I don't even know.
Apple Store. Yeah. That sounds good. We'll call it that right now.
We'll call it that. Just get on your phone and download it. It's free. And you won't be disappointed. No, there's no ads. And really good audio quality, so make sure you're doing it that way. So man, it's been a while. We've been doing all kinds of cool stuff, and you more than me, because you went on vacation actually, and I just screwed around.
Yeah, we had a real good vacation down in Florida, man. It was nice. Weather cooperated, beaches, water. It was pretty awesome, man. Everything was perfect. It's a good time.
Where did you go?
We went down to Santa Rosa Beach. It's right up there, not too far from Destin.
Which also means it wasn't not too far from New Orleans either. So I know a lot of folks that go hang out in Destin to quote unquote get away from the city for a little bit. And you know, I've been to Destin. I haven't been to where you were at, but I enjoyed it, man. It's nice. I like the beaches. The experience I had, man, it was all clean. And I'm a big fan of being able to see your feet in the water, and I've never had an issue with that on the I guess that's called the Emerald Coast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like I've been to Myrtle Beach. That's the only two beaches I've been to is Destin and Myrtle Beach, and the one in Myrtle Beach I really didn't care for. It was, to me, it was kind of dirty, and the water was murky. and fish biting on, you know, nibbling on you. I don't care for that.
Yeah, and also over there too. I mean, it's not. I think the water is a little bit cooler off the East Coast than it would be down in the Gulf. You know, so.
Yeah, it's I enjoyed the week that I spent in Destin, but well, and the other thing too, when I went to Myrtle Beach, we stayed North Myrtle, and it seemed like it was a little bit more geared to the older folks than it was for somebody that, you know, was in their late 20s. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, there was one bar on the beach, and it closed. I think it closed. Last call was like at 9:45 or something. They closed at 10.
So you can get to bed and take your pills and have a good night's rest, put your CPAP on.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was the bar that stayed open the latest. And that, and I remember that I went to the grocery store there, and I needed to get a gallon of milk, and it was like $9 or something like that. And that was,
wow,
2008, maybe, to something like that.
And nothing against anybody with a CPAP, because your boy right here wears one every night. So,
yeah. And if I don't stop screwing around and get serious about my diet, I'm going to have to be wearing one of those damn things too. And I don't want to have to do that, because I like to toss and turn when I sleep. And I don't think that's going to be conducive with a CPAP machine.
Yeah, it alters it, man. It's got to do it. It's one of those things, but it does help. It does help immensely.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even that too, like I lost 40 pounds over the last year or two. And I mean, that helped tremendously for getting a lot better sleep and not having heartburn and things like that. So still got a ways to go, and it's a work in progress, but we'll get there. If it wasn't for, you know, the good food in New Orleans, it'd be a hell of a lot easier to do. And of course, you know, our lifestyle of drinking here is not like anywhere else, so that doesn't help. But overall, I think I'm just going to go with it's the delicious food here. It makes it really hard to diet. But
yeah, it's awesome down there. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you know, I was even reading about, which I'd never heard of, but Bray in the Carrollton neighborhood, they're going to be doing pop-up incubators over the summer, which, for those of you that don't know, which I didn't know, so don't feel bad, but that's where, like, I guess people that have either, like, food trucks or something like that, or maybe just have an idea, they're able to use their rest, you know, use Bray as their brick and mortar for a weekend. And believe the guy's name might be Trevor or something like that. And they're gonna be doing lobster rolls this weekend, and I think they're gonna have music, and of course there'll be adult beverages there. So sounds pretty cool. I think I'm gonna have to go check something out like that, because I've always wanted to try a lobster roll. Have you ever had one?
No, I have not, but it sounds really delish.
Yeah, I think the guy's from, I know he's from New England. I don't know exactly where exactly, but, you know, that's a big staple up there. So I'm assuming that it'll be done and done correctly. So I'm going to have to swing by there and check that out, you know. And then even though we've been gone for a week and a half, we'll also be gone on Monday because it's the 4th of July. So we'll probably be talking on Friday about some things, barbecue, stuff like that, things to do on the 4th. And we'll probably, I'll probably have to find some good stories about people and having accidents and some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot related to the 4th of July, because that's usually not too hard to find some stories about people playing with fireworks.
Yeah, I actually bought some sparklers. I'm going to light while we're, you know, on air. So, I mean, you're not going to be able to get the visual, obviously, but you're going to be able to hear that nice little sizzle, and you're just going to have to picture me with a big grin on my face.
Just moving them around, writing your name in the air with it.
Yep, just BJ, Rudy, go Cardinals, you know. Yeah. What else is there to do?
That's exactly right, man. Just don't be like, what was that, what's the Pierre Paul, the guy that blew his thumb off, wasn't it, thumb?
Yeah.
Or,
Yeah, it was one of his fingers is gone, but hell, I think that made his pass rush even better, you know.
He's a little more aerodynamic.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. We'll be here all week, and no pun intended on that one. But we got a lot to get to since we've been gone. There's been a lot going on, and we need to talk about it. So we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
All right, we're back on the board of Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And while we were gone, the NBA draft happened. And, I think what the Pelicans did with the number 8 pick in the draft, I was pretty satisfied with it. They picked up Dyson Daniels, who is from Australia, and he was playing in the NBA G League Ignite. And, I think over the last few years, you've seen more and more players come out of the G League where, if you don't want to go to college, man, it's a pretty damn good way to go and get into the league because you're being trained and coached by people that are affiliated with the NBA. So they know what they obviously know what they're looking for and they know what to expect and set the proper expectations, I should say, with these guys, but Dyson Daniels, he's 19 years old. He was born and raised in Bendigo, Australia. And let's see, he was averaging 11.6 points a game, 6.7 rebounds, and 4.8 assists and 2 steals per game. And probably one of the most NBA-ready players there were in the draft, just because of what I, you know, what I just said about the G League. But man, I thought that was for the fact that they have so many players that are already locked up for next year. I think that was a great pick.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. He's a big guy. I'm looking at this photo here, and damn, Pels need to sign Adam Silver too. He's just a couple inches shorter than this cat. But yeah. No, I think he's going to help the team out, especially like you were talking with the G League. I think they're prepping the players the right way, you know. And hell, if he's from Australia, he might have a little bit of Crocodile Dundee in him.
He might. You never know. That suit that he wore is. It was pretty, what's the phrase the kids are saying? It was, he had a lot of drip.
Yeah, and it's also lit.
Yeah, it's lit too. It was lit and it was drip.
Yeah.
And, he was considered, by many, I should say, not a lot, that's silly, but as the best perimeter defender in the class, which follow suit with what they've been doing, what Willie Green's been doing with the Pelicans, and that's preaching defense and playing, especially playing good perimeter defense. And, you know, for a team that already has, 14 players under contract for next year, now you're only allowed 15, so he will be the 15th. I think it was a case where, you know, you've just made that a deep team even deeper. You know, with Zion coming back, and even during the draft when they were talking about the Pelicans, they almost all of the people on ESPN and NBA Network, they were all pretty much in line with saying that the Pels are the team that's coming. They're young and they're deep, and you know they're going to be a force to be reckoned. That was verbatim. That was what was said on ESPN. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a bright future, man. I'm excited to see what the Pels do next year. I'd actually like to come down and catch a couple games with you, man, because, you know, Zion gets healthy. I've seen what he could do in college, man. And,
yeah,
you know, and for as little time he's got to show his skill in the NBA, I mean, he's going to be a hell of a player, man. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and the Pelicans, they also got their second-round pick from Ohio State, and actually he has a little connection to the St. Louis area because he went to Belleville West, which is on the Metro East side of St. Louis, and EJ Liddell, and another I think pretty decent pick, especially for getting in the second round. He's 6'7", 240. He averaged 19, almost 19 and a half points last year, almost 8 boards. 2.5 assists and 2.5 blocks a game, and really picked it up from his freshman year, where he was shooting 19% from the 3-point line, and then as a junior he shot 37. So obviously he has the ability to get better, and I think there's some good upside to that. He probably, you know, again with talking to how deep they are, I don't know. I don't think he's going to be on the full-time roster, but he could certainly get a two-way contract, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could, you know, and said it's all in his hands, man. I mean, when you got that size and you got a little bit of, you got enough, you know, weight behind you, you know, the sky's the limit, man. It's just what he wants to do with it.
Yeah, I agree with you. But then after the draft, the real star of the draft was apparently Dyson Daniels' mom. Did you read about that?
Mm-hmm.
And just from the dailymail.com, I have to read the headline of it. It says NBA newcomer Dyson Daniels, 53-year-old mother. She joked about causing a viral mayhem at this year's draft. Goodness. Wow. Woo. In her little white dress after winning a host of admirers with her quote unquote smoke show appearance.
Yeah.
And yeah. She's a pretty attractive lady. Like, you know, you can't deny that.
Yeah, I'll give her that. Kudos to her, man.
Yeah. But yeah, she was I saw on social media the day after that she it was blowing up with everybody talking about her, which, you know, I'm sure that's not what her intent was, because it was her day, you know, her son's day and all that. But yeah, and what makes it even better is her name is Brigitte Cool.
Hmm.
Yeah. Brigitte Cool Daniels. Yeah. So there you go. And also Dyson Daniels, his dad actually played, he played at North Carolina State, and then also he played overseas. So you know, there's good pedigree there. So I think it's there's a lot to be excited about. And now I'm kind of kicking myself, man. I wish I would have bought those season tickets when I had an opportunity to.
But, yeah.
You know, we'll see. I'm sure there'll be opportunities to make sure we get into some games and check out what's going on with the Pels. And of course, before we go to break, we don't need to spend a lot of time on it, but while we were gone, the Warriors did, if you haven't been paying attention to anything in the last couple of weeks, they did finish out the series against Celtics in six games. So yay.
Yeah. Hooray.
I think it just showed that, you know, and I will give him credit. You know, we both thought that for sure Tatum was going to have that one game at least where he went off. It never happened. And whether it was their defense or his poor shooting, you know, it is what it is. But I still think that Boston probably needs to put another piece around him to, you know, take a little bit of the load off of him.
Yeah. I mean, the NBA in general should be ashamed of the performance from these playoff teams this year, because I think the whole thing was a slop job, to be honest with you.
It really was.
Yeah, way too many mistakes for being, you know, the elite of the elite. Mm-hmm. And when you're put on a pedestal like that and you're on, it's you know, you're on prime time every night, I wanted to see something better personally.
I did too. You know, when both, I think in, was it game six, maybe they both had over 10 turnovers in the first half, both the Warriors and the Celtics. And, you know, to me, I mean, it's one thing to miss shots, but man, turning the ball over, it's inexcusable. And, can most definitely, that's controlling the controllables. And that really is, it's sad to watch something like that. I don't know how many times I saw the ball thrown out of bounds, or,
yeah,
you know, another thing too is the charges and just or stupid offensive fouls on setting screens. You know, mm-hmm. Those are all things. It's fundamental basketball, and that should come before anything else. So
yeah, it was like seventh grade Cramsey basketball, man.
Yes, it was. All right, man. Well, we're out of time, so we need to take a break, get some news. So let's do that. We'll come back. We got plenty more to talk about, so stick around. We'll be back right now.
Lucy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm David Grubb. The hearing scheduled for today in U.S. District Court was canceled as a result of the U.S. Supreme Court putting a hold on a lower court ruling that said the legislature must draw a map that allows for a black candidate to represent two of the state's six congressional districts. House Governmental Affairs Chairman John Stefanski says they were waiting for the Supreme Court to weigh in.
This is the process. You know, it's not just one judge. It's an appeal process that we have to go through.
The Secretary of State is moving forward with using the map approved by the Republican-led legislature for the fall congressional elections. Delhi police are investigating a potentially disturbing incident at Delhi High School where a noose was found at the school. Chief Roy Williams.
Was lying on the auditorium stage. Superintendent of school contacted me. And I went to the school and took statements from the principal, the custodian worker, and a suspect.
Williams says the suspect claims it was unintentional, but he says the local DA will determine if a hate crime charge is warranted. Louisiana's three abortion clinics are open as a result of a New Orleans judge putting a temporary restraining order on a Louisiana law that bans most abortions because of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. Kathleen Pittman is the director of the Hope Medical Center for Women in Shreveport, and she says they are trying to squeeze in as many appointments as they can before a July 8th court hearing.
Right before, I was on the phone with a mom sobbing because we can't see her daughter within the next couple of weeks. So it's been difficult. It's been difficult on the patients and on the staff.
The statewide average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is falling slowly down to $4.42 a gallon. The price of the pump has dropped 8 cents in the last week. Don Redmond says a dip in demand has led to lower oil prices.
As well as because of these higher prices, we've seen driving behaviors change. And so we're starting to see some of the demand slack off, which has given us somewhat of a break.
Redmond says another surge in prices is expected in late July when some refineries shut down for needed maintenance. LRN.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Midnight Revival, located at the Frenchman Hotel, is the perfect spot for summer nights on Frenchman Street. The bar features tropical drinks like unique takes on Mai Tais and frozen hurricanes, along with your favorite New Orleans classics. Sip on your selection while you sway to the sounds of your new favorite band, or enjoy your drink on the rooftop mezzanine. See what's on the menu and who is playing next at midnightrevival.com and follow at @MidnightRevivalNola on Instagram and Facebook. We'll see you soon at 417 Frenchman.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at ephelinas.com.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Sticking around, everyone, for more of the Something to Save radio show. And you know, we haven't been here in a while, man. We haven't been talking about it, but that doesn't kept Deshaun Watson out of the news, and he's been meeting with the appointed disciplinary officer for the NFL, Sue Robinson, which how ironic is it that he got a female disciplinary officer. They started their meetings yesterday, and it was they're probably going to go through today and into tomorrow. But it, from what I've been reading and what I've been hearing, it looks like the NFL is pushing to give him a suspension of a minimum of a year, possibly 2 years.
Interesting. You know, if I was him, I would, you know, just accept the suspension, move out to LA, and you know, make some movies out there. You know, I mean, apparently he's pretty talented and on that end of his that end of his game. But yeah, he's, I think this guy's something else, man. I mean, it's just another domino falls.
Yeah. You know, and it's, well, now, well, it was 24 when we went on vacation, but it's 25 now. And he did, I know he did make a settlement, I think, with 20, was it? Yeah, 20 of the plaintiffs. Mm-hmm. So there's still five out there. But, you know, another thing that I read today, and I can't remember where I saw it, but there was talks of the fact that this might not just be involving him now. Because of all the things that came out with the Texans about basically enabling him to be able to do these things, that they could end up in real bad shape, because there could be those draft picks, all that, you know, that bounty of draft picks that they got from the Browns, they could be taken away from them.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, where there's smoke, there's usually fire, man. I've said that more than once, but you know, he wasn't the only one that knew about what was happening, man. I mean, there's always, you know, there's always somebody else, you know. It's crazy, man.
Well, and I think too, man, you take all those draft picks away from the Texans, and that will absolutely devastate that team. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll still have their draft picks, so I guess they'll end up with probably a number one pick, probably perennial, for the next foreseeable future. But you know, if they were involved, and it seems like they are, I mean, you know, we don't know everything, but it seems like they gave him a helping hand on trying to keep things hush hush. And if that was the case, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with taking those picks away from him. And you know, if the Browns are going to be without Watson for a couple of years, then why not? And
yeah, I mean, you gotta hit them where it hurts. I mean, you just can't find them money, because money grows on trees in the NFL, obviously. But if you take something away that's going to actually hurt the team, like a draft pick, you know, that they are going to feel that one.
Yeah. Well, and it's just like, you know, we talked about Dan Snyder quite a bit before with the Redskins or Commanders, sorry.
Yeah.
Before we went on vacation. But they fined them, what was it, $5 or $10 million? What is that? I don't even understand what that even is for. That's just literally pissing in the wind.
Yeah, that's a sales tax on a target receipt for that guy. You know what right. I mean?
Yeah, that's who cares about that? That's the only way you can hit him where it hurts is draft picks. And you know, I mean, the Saints went through it, which right, wrong, or indifferent with Bountygate, you know, not having Coach Payton for a year and then losing draft picks. And then you were coming off of a Super Bowl with Drew in his prime. I mean, look what it did. You know, there was a lot of 7 and 9 years there up until what, 2017. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that essentially is as hard as the Saints have tried and did try to keep that Super Bowl window open, and maybe they deserve to get in the Super Bowl in 2019 Rams. But you know, that really screwed the franchise, and losing those picks and all that. And you know, if you're going to punish teams, why don't you set, if that's the bar, then this should be the, you know, this should follow suit with it. And you want to keep these young men from behaving like dummies, then you need to set the expectation and come down hard. And it's going to be interesting to see the next 24 hours how the Players Association handles this, because you know they're going to have a big hand in trying not to set precedent on this. But it's going to be hard. I don't think that you're going to be able to just give him six or eight games. If the talk is, and we'll talk about it here in a second, but you know, the rumor going around that Kamara is going to be suspended for six games for a physical altercation. I think if that's the case and that's what's going to be, then there's no reason why Deshaun Watson shouldn't get at least at minimum a year.
Yeah.
I think you should get 2 years, but you know, it is what it is. And I think it just has to be at least a year. And truthfully, I think that he shouldn't get paid for it either, but the Browns were slick whenever they structured that contract of his. They backloaded everything past this year, so he loses like $1 million.
Way to go, Browns.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's sad, really. You know, you think about it, how shady the whole situation is, and that it was allowed to go down like that. But you know, that's why there's the oversight committees that end up looking into the NFL, because there's shady things happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, man. It's a shame. I mean, it's all about the fans, but you know, it's also a lot about the kids that, you know,
right.
When you take your family to the game and you got your kids, your boys or your girls like football, what are you going to do when you really want to get this creep's autograph after what, you know, what's out on the table? I mean, I wouldn't want my two daughters to be near this cat.
Or what about the fact that, you know, say that you're a Browns fan, and of course your kids typically follow suit and like whatever you like until they're teenagers, and then they like the opposite of what you like. But
you got that right, buddy.
But you know, you got especially young girls, you know, that are following suit with what their dad or mom likes, and they're a Browns fan, and you know, they want to be excited about this super quote unquote superstar player coming to town, and then he ends up suspended, and they, you know, they don't understand why he can't play, so they're gonna ask. And then what do you say?
Exactly. And like, what if you're a Browns cheerleader or on their like dance team or whatnot? Do you get like a little go bag with you before each game that has like a couple separate, you know, styles of pepper spray in there to keep this dude away from you?
And whistle.
I mean, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, it's the whole thing is a big slap in the face to women. Yep. Because it's like, it's his word against all these, you know, women that this happened to, man. And it's just, it's silly to me that it has to come this far to, you know, for anything to get done about this. I mean,
yeah,
it's just silly.
It's a shame that, and true. Also, I can't believe with everything that's came out that there wasn't any criminal charges, but that could also go back to the fact that he was given non-disclosure agreements too. So that could be part of it. So yeah, we'll have to see. And like I said, of course, was it Pro Football Talk? It's like part of NBC Sports, but they're the ones that were reporting that Kamara is getting six-week suspension, but he responded to it on social media and like tweeted at them. Well, if you know that, when's Jesus coming back? So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. I would think it'd probably be in that neighborhood of 4 to 6 games. He could probably appeal it and get it down a couple, but we don't know. The one thing that the NFL has gotten better about is that when there's criminal charges filed, that they at least wait till the day in court has happened before they levy their disciplinary actions on it. But you know, that's a lot different than what Deshaun Watson's is, because it's not criminal. It's the fact that the 25 women have came out that he's been inappropriate. This was probably, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there with Kamara, but you know, I'm assuming there was probably alcohol involved, and you know, that's part of it. And I'm not condoning anything that he did, but I don't believe it's anywhere near the same level as what Deshaun Watson has been up to.
No, not even close, man. And it's just like, it's wild, because Deshaun Watson is, it was it's gone on for, this has gone on for so long. I mean, I'm shocked. Nothing has been, you know, nothing's been done yet, you know, and hopefully that day's coming.
Yep. And in the meantime, there's been a little bit of rumors while we've been gone about what the Saints are going to do to brace for the upcoming possible, we'll just say looming suspension of Kamara. There's been talks of trading for Kenyon Drake from the Raiders. And then another one that just came out today, the possibility of trading for Kareem Hunt from the Browns. But, you know, everything is speculation right now and really don't know. I know Hunt has a very cap friendly deal, which would in turn would, I would assume would mean you'd have to probably give a boatload of draft picks in return for, especially since they just sent a boatload to, Houston to get, Watson. So I don't know. Is it worth it? Is it worth it for a 1 year rental essentially?
I don't think so, but you know, it just depends with their you know, first six games, you know, who they play, how they match up, you know, if they could come up with a damn good game plan where it's not around the running back and, you know, you know, anything can happen. So hopefully it's not six games and you can get the whole band back together, you know, and make some noise.
I agree. So, all right, well, we're going to take a break. We got a little bit more football to talk about. And of course we have some R. Kelly news. There's some more news with that guy too. So we'll come back. We'll take a break. We'll get back here and we'll finish this thing out for the evening. And then we'll be back tomorrow. So stick around. We'll be right back. Everything could ever feel this
real forever. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle about 25 degrees in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. CoolCaraffe.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
Hey, we're back with more of Something to Say Radio Show. And before we move on, I wanted to talk a little bit, I guess it's football, we'll leave it at that. But it was announced on Monday that, and they're still active, that neither one of them has retired from the NFL, but Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell have signed deals to, I guess they're going to box each other at on July 30th at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles.
I got my money on Peterson, man, from the way he's beat it, from the way he's hit his kid.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Let's see here. Frank Gore is going to be fighting, he's going to be boxing, and along with Darren Williams, former NBA player, all-star, and former U of I standout.
Yeah, he was a stud.
Yeah, they're going to, I guess they're going to be doing fighting too. I don't know. Is that the way it is? Or, yeah, it looks like it. So I don't know, man. There's all kinds of goofballs in this. You got YouTube star Austin McBroom. That's that guy's name. Austin McBroom. And then you got another YouTuber, and I don't even know, Anisan Gibb, whatever. And then there's going to be the rapper, you know, you and I is one of our favorites, rapper Blueface.
Oh, yeah. Shut it down, Blueface.
He's going to fight former NBA player Nick Young on the undercard. So, yeah, man, I don't know. You know, the sad part is Le'Veon Bell is only 30 years old, but he's caused so many problems, you know, the last, 5 years?
Yeah, I mean,
nobody's going to touch him.
Yeah, this guy was – he had a great career going in Pittsburgh. And then he started whining and crying about his contract. And then guess what? Karma got his butt, and mm-hmm. he wasn't worth – nothing. I mean, he went here and then he went there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, this is a land of opportunity, I guess, because you could tank it in your real job and then go do this and get paid.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You know he's going to get a couple $1 million to do it. He's not doing it for charity. He's not.
At least.
Know.
I'm sure Antonio Brown's going to be in the stands in some cool looking jumpsuit just making it rain too. So.
He might be the corner man for him. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there you go, July 30th. I'm sure you can find it on pay-per-view if you want to watch that. I'd rather watch WWE myself, but, yeah. You know, whatever. And then, of course, R. Kelly, and this just came out about a half an hour ago, that he was sentenced to 30 years in prison for sexually abusing young fans. And, you know, we've been hearing about this for, geez, what was it? I mean, it's been a lot longer than when the actual criminal stuff came down on him, but. You know, it's been in the news for at least 3 or 4 years. You know, it is what it is. But I also saw this article earlier, came out yesterday, that R. Kelly's attorney says that, by the way, the quote unquote musical genius doesn't deserve 25 years in prison. Well, that's good because he got 30 for his crimes because he was sexually abused as a child.
So that makes you, that makes it okay, I guess. But you know what I'm curious of? I'm wondering if when he's in the clink, I wonder if he's in the shower with a bunch of dudes, if he's going to be serenading him with, you remind me of something.
Yeah.
I just can't think of what it is.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just think it's ridiculous. I guess that some of the accusers were that were able to talk to him. He just kept his head down during sentencing. One of them said that you made me do things that broke my spirit. I literally wished I would die because of how low you made me feel. Kelly just kept his hands folded and his eyes down. And then she said, do you remember that? She asked, and he never spoke. And he at sentencing, he showed no visible reaction to hearing his penalty. And also he's been fined $100,000, which you don't think you can get blood from a rock. But, you know, I truly believe he should have gotten longer than that, because there again is another instance of somebody being having some type of problem where, you know, all these different people have came out about it. It's, you know, it's almost like serial rapist type behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he thought his checkbook would be able to take care of it, but apparently his checkbook wasn't fat enough.
Very true. And, you know, you just can't, I mean, these celebrities get away with an awful lot, but, you know, it does, the line has to be drawn somewhere and people have to get back to reality. Like, you know, and I'm not giving excuses for any of them, but it's also a lot of these people have people, you know, they're surrounded by folks that just blow smoke up their ass all the time. Yeah. And tell them how great they are. So then they start believing their own hype and think they can do whatever they want to whomever they want. And it's certainly not the case. And eventually, you know, ask Marilyn Manson. The stuff's going to come back around again and you're going to get caught up. Or you can ask, what's his name? The comedian, Louis C.K. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he has the best opportunity to come out, to bounce back out of this, because he didn't assault anyone. He was just being weird more than anything. But, so yeah, there's all of that. And we got about a minute left, and there was also some surprising news I found in the last couple of days that not only did Russell Westbrook pick up his option to stay with the Lakers after all that debacle of last year, which I understand why, because it was $47.1 million. Jeez. so is Kyrie Irving. He's deciding he's going to stay with the Nets after all the hoopla. He's going to stay put, which just really makes it a lot more difficult for them to trade him, because I think he's got a hefty payday next year as well.
Yeah.
So to be honest, I wouldn't touch Kyrie with a 10-foot pole with the way he's behaved. And, you know, Westbrook is – go ahead.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I wouldn't want any part of Kevin Durant either, because all he does is, you know
– whine.
Wine too, man. It's ridiculous. Well, man,
and he's apparently wants traded as well, but who knows. I saw the Clippers were one of the possible destinations, and there was somebody. Oh, Miami.
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, we'll stick with the group of guys we got here in New Orleans, and we'll see what happens. I think we got a really good shot at winning an NBA title here in the next
If this new coach that the Lakers get, if they tell Westbrook to, if he shoots a damn three-pointer once next year, he's going to be riding the bench. Because, man, yeah. he had some awful takes this season, man. I mean,
he really did.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy just to watch. It's like, wow, you're in the NBA?
Yeah, exactly. Not only that, getting $47 million to do that.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, guy.
I could do a lot of cool stuff for 47 mil.
Yeah, you're right. All right, man. Well, that's it for us. We need to get out of here. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. So until tomorrow, let's just play Gloria.
For more Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel,
Midnight Revival pairs live music with Creative Craft Cocktail Program. Come for the tropical libations like our signature Decatur Street Spritz, and stay for the live music featuring your favorite local artists. Midnight Revival opens at 7 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. Find us at 417 Frenchman, follow at Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit midnightrevival.com for the latest updates on the sips and sounds that await.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.